Welcome to Reality Hacker TV. I am your host, Michael Gustin. Thank you for joining us today. It really is an honor. And if you like what you hear, please share this with your friends and family. It really helps us as we impact 1 billion lives with this message. And just as a reminder, the I Am Source Experience is live on our website now, www.realityhacker.co. And you can get the entire experience shipped to your door in less than the time it takes for the moon to do 1 full rotation. And I'll let you figure out the math on that one. Go ahead and tag us in your Instagram feeds, your stories, at Reality Hacker Co. We'd love to repost you. It's a great way to show your support, and it gets your account seen by many people. Help you, help us, help you, help us, help you, help us, help you. Well, you get it. This podcast is brought to you by Reality Hacker Academy, a place where you are given the tools to live a limitless life. So what about your thoughts? What about thoughts? Do thoughts just die? Do thoughts come into our minds and leave? Why do thoughts come into our mind in the first place? And if we can control the thoughts that we have, how do we do so? These are all great questions, great questions. I have a little bit of a lisp this morning, and I'm not sure why. What I've learned about thoughts is that thoughts are actually not causes like most of us think they are. Thoughts are actually effects of basic fundamental paradigms that we hold to about the nature of ourselves and the world around us. So here's the really crazy thing about thoughts is we're not going to have a new set of thoughts until we create a new fundamental belief. Until we create a new concept of ourselves, the thoughts that we have will always be like an echo chamber to that fundamental concept. So if we can begin to examine either the thoughts that we have, if those are the clearest thing for you, or the beliefs that you carry about yourself, whichever one's clear, we can begin to understand why the two relate to each other, right? So what do we begin to do? How do we change our concept of ourselves, our paradigm, our fundamental beliefs about ourselves in our world to actually create change in our lives? The first step is getting very, very clear on what it is that you actually want in life. $1 million is not clear enough. However, a company selling 8 products that results in $75,000 a month in monthly recurring revenue that requires $10,000 of ad spend and $25,000 of staffing. Now that's very specific. That's a lot more specific than $1 million. So we have to define what we want, right? So your first step, if you're writing, if you're taking some notes, is to get clear on what you really want. The second step is to begin to identify the paradigms, the belief systems, the fundamental concepts that person that's achieving those things is carrying, right? So on one hand, we've got your paradigms, and on the next hand, we have the paradigms that the person that you want to be is carrying. And if we can cross that psychological bridge and begin to take on those paradigms of the person that is doing the things that we want and getting the results that we want, we can, in turn, actually create those circumstances in our life. Hard work does not lead to success. Hard work does not lead to success. And this flies in the face of 99% of the hustle and grind teachings that you probably hear on a regular basis. I have seen people work hard for decades and make absolutely nothing out of it. And I've seen people that understand these laws and create 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 figure companies in 2 to 3 years. And we can say, oh, well, they probably did it before, or, oh, that's fine. The matter is irrelevant. One person is carrying the consciousness, the awareness of being the person that they want to be, and the other person is totally aware of lack. Here's the thing. We can't be aware of lack and create abundance at the same time. It's just not how it works. In order to create abundance, we must become aware of greater and greater levels of abundance in our lives. So how does that start? Well, it starts with things as simple as being grateful. You know, when I started practicing gratitude, it was as simple as looking at my arms and thanking them for working for me. You know, when's the last time you thanked your body for working for you, for operating? Even when you're consciously unaware in sleep, your body is still regulating itself. Your heart is still beating. It's one of the most amazing things. And to him who has, more is given. And to him who has not, more is taken away. And if you've been with us, we've been talking about how that is not a physical indicator there. That statement is all about your perception of yourself, your conception of yourself. Because if you conceive yourself to be rich, to be healthy, to be wise, you will inadvertently, here's the really cool part, the thoughts that come to mind, will reflect the substance of the fundamental beliefs that you carry. If you listen to Bob Proctor, he uses the word paradigm. We cannot change our lives without changing our paradigm. And another word for paradigm is concept of ourselves. Our paradigm, our concept of ourselves, is our basic, most fundamental beliefs about who we are. And if those beliefs, I want you to think about this, if those beliefs are not in alignment with the person that you want to be, you can guarantee that you will never become that person. And here is the magic. Here is the power. Is your ability to shift your belief about yourself is what is determining your ability to create a life that you absolutely love. So how do you begin to do this? Well, I would take a look at the Source Experiments card deck. It's a great way to rediscover who you really are. Another way I would do this is starting to read up on literature from the likes of Neville Goddard. Neville has been absolutely transformative in helping me understand a lot of these laws. Bob Proctor is another great one. Napoleon Hill. There's so many great people that you can begin to dive into. But what I have found is that success, real fulfillment in this world is a byproduct of discovering that fulfillment inside of ourselves, the ability to be alone without wanting, the ability to sit in a room in silence, the ability to generate emotions of your own creation and not living in these conscious and constant states of reactivity, which aren't really conscious at all. Your ability to change your ideas about yourself will determine your ability to create whatever you're wanting to create. And I can guarantee you that if you live in the state of being the person that you want to be, you will find that the entire world seems to shift itself in fashion for your manifestation. And most people's biggest problem is that they go back to the old ideas, the old identities. When things don't happen fast enough, all of a sudden, I'm going back to there's not enough, I'm not enough, all these different kinds of mental chatter, again, that literally are a result of going back. So your job is to discipline your mind, to entertain your mind with the thoughts, with the feelings, with the vibrational frequency of the person you are wanting to be. And as you do this, you will find that the action, the connections, the people necessary to make your manifestation physical in all of its vividity, it happens relatively easily because you're already living from the end. The body follows consciousness. Wherever consciousness goes, the body follows. So if your consciousness, if your conscious awareness is centered around abundance, around more than enough, around health, around wealth, around wisdom, around plenty, you will find your life reflecting these very qualities. But you must catch it internally before it is found internally. As above, so below. As within, so without. As the universe, so the soul. One of the most amazing insights in the history of history. We find that what is going on inside of us is occurring outside of us. We find that the systems that occur on micro levels, on subatomic levels, on atomic levels, on molecular levels also exist on galactic levels, on universal levels. We find that this universe is a fractal progression of itself. And you've got the creative power of the universe at your fingertips. There's nothing you can do to get this power taken away because you've been using it your entire life. You've been using it your entire life. And there's nothing, not life, not death, not any sort of adversity, not any sort of blessing that can block you from this power. And if you take these words and you weld this power with wisdom, you will find the world may be the oyster, but the pearl is inside of you. So take this, be powerful, be great, do great things, take your life to the levels you're wanting it to be. The power is in you, the kingdom is inside of you, and it's all around you. Make it happen internally, watch it happen externally. That's the truth. Love you. Be blessed. Be powerful. Be great. Have an awesome day. Thank you for joining us today on Reality Hacker TV. We do hope you've enjoyed this message. And if it's impacted you, why don't you share it with your friends? That way, we can impact more people together. Go ahead and connect with us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, at Reality Hacker Co. Please feel free to send us your feedback, where you're at, how you're growing, what's going on in your life. We'd really love to hear from you. And just as a reminder, the I Am Source experience is live on our website now, and you can get the entire experience shipped to your door in less than the time that it takes the moon to do one full rotation. I hope throughout this episode, you've got some real good nuggets of wisdom that you can take and you can apply to your life. And I do hope that you figured out the speed of the moon's rotation. And you'll have to just mention us on Instagram and let me know if you've got it. So with that being said, hope you have an absolutely wonderful day. You are amazing. You are powerful. You are wonderful. And you can have, be, and do anything that you want. Talk soon.